Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. The YouTube live chat poll for today, it's pretty straightforward. Who wins the presidential election? Is it Harris Walls or is it Trump Vance? We want to know what you think. Go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and let us know what you think. Leave a comment, vote, and we will highlight some of those throughout the course of the show. Let's get to our next guest here, Hans von Spakovsky, with us once again, the senior legal fellow and at the Heritage Foundation, also a former FEC commissioner. Hans, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. You know, I wanted to ask you a little bit about the election coming up because I've got polls. This is what's going to happen. And then the next week, that's what's going to happen. But the number one thing that I hear from listeners is, can we trust the elections? And I know that it's state by state. Virginia, I think, has had some updates in how the governor has approached the voter rolls there. What are the things that you're seeing right now that are going to make a difference in how this electoral college shapes up?
Well, look, there's all kinds of things. I would tell folks that generally we're going to be in better shape in this year than we were in 2020 because so many states, Missouri among them, put in all kinds of good election reforms. And then we've had other individual efforts. The governor of Virginia, as you were mentioning, specifically ordered his state election officials start checking DMV records. And as a result, in the last 2 years, they've removed 6,300 aliens who were registered to vote. On the other hand, the Inspector General of the U.S. Postal Service just released a report that ought to make people leery of using absentee ballots. In essence, what they said was that there were huge delays in the delivery of election-related mail, and they had set up these kind of regional centers for mail processing, which meant that, as an example that the IG gave, people voting by absentee ballot in Utah in the primary election, their ballots, instead of just simply being delivered in Utah, were sent to Nevada.
No. Oh, no.
Yes, they were sent to Nevada for mishandling, I should say. And as a result, many of them apparently were then, when they were returned to Utah, delivered late. So the U.S. Postal Service, it's clear from this IG report, isn't up to the task of effectively delivering absentee ballots. And as you know, so many people have switched over to using those. You know, if you really want to vote before Election Day, if you're a state that has early voting, you ought to go in person and do it. Don't trust the U.S. mail service.
I think that's great advice. I have voted. I'm in Illinois. I think we get 40 days to make a decision and pull the lever in the state of Illinois. And I have voted early. I was going to be out of town on a primary election day, and it was very simple to do. And I went in, filled out the ballot, put it in the machine, and it was counted. And it was a positive experience. I wonder what you think about, you know, in a state like Illinois, I hear a lot of people like at the RNC saying vote early, trying to push Republican voters to get their vote in and bank the vote. That is the name of the game in a lot of these states. Do you encourage that? You've literally written a book, Our Broken Elections, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote. What do you think about this idea of encouraging voters? You know, don't wait till Election Day. Get out there, vote, get it on record.
Well, look, if your state has early voting, yeah, take advantage of it. I don't necessarily like early voting during the primary season because if you early vote during primaries, often the candidate you may have voted for may drop out right before Election Day. That's not a problem with the general election. So, because of the kind of issues that can arise on Election Day, like you'll recall in Pennsylvania, where they ran out of ballots in particular polling places in the state, all of which seem to be mostly in Republican areas. If you early vote and they run out of ballots, well, obviously you still have time to vote. You may not have that on Election Day, which is another reason why I don't disagree with get in there and vote early. But like I said, do it in person. Don't use absentee ballots unless you really have to.
I think that's great advice. And I think it's something that might put some people at ease. We got a lot of staunch voting only on Election Day people out there. And I understand that and I respect that. But the situation, the status quo has changed. And if Republicans want to try to win under these circumstances, they're going to have to win before they can change the system. Last election in 2020, I'm thinking, just kind of going around here, Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan are those swing states that really decided that Joe Biden would ultimately be the president. Have we seen dramatic changes in those states specifically that may make them be able to get us results sooner than days and days later?
Some of the states have approved things. Georgia, for example, passed a huge election reform bill that had all kinds of good things in it. In fact, you'll recall they were so good that Joe Biden went to Atlanta to give a speech condemning them as Jim Crow 2.0, which tells you that they were good reforms.
Yeah, that's how you know.
On the other hand, Michigan, unfortunately, made things worse. There was actually a referendum passed there that, for example, gutted their voter ID law. Pennsylvania is pretty much the same with one exception, which is they did manage to convince the Democratic governor to sign one bill. That was a bill that banned Zuckbucks, right? Mm-hmm. Money coming from private left-wing groups going to election officials in places like Philadelphia, which made a huge difference of turnout in the 2020 election. So we at least have that. So it just depends. Nevada, unfortunately, is one of the worst states in the country in terms of not having well-run elections, having a lot of problems with the way they do things. And things there have just, they haven't gotten better. They've either stayed the same or gotten worse.
And we talked a little bit about Virginia and what the Governor Youngkin has done there with those voter rolls, getting illegal immigrants off of the voter rolls. Do you feel like because of what some of these states are doing to tighten up their elections, that maybe some states that weren't traditionally swing states might potentially be part of the conversation in this eventual election here in November when we get to results night? You think the landscape's going to look the same, or are there any other places you're looking right now to maybe see a difference be made?
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, what I'll tell you about that is that people need to understand and realize that the states that are battleground states, that's not set in concrete. If you go back 30 years, you'll find that the states that were battleground states then, that's very different from the ones that are battleground states today. And while you can do a lot predicting with polls, keep in mind that there's been this huge movement inside the United States, people leaving the big tax overregulated states like New York, New Jersey, California, and heading down into red states. Florida used to be kind of a battleground state going back and forth. It's now a solidly red state, as we've seen in recent elections. So everybody who thinks they can predict this election outcome, I don't think that's really possible.
Yeah, it's going to be down to the wire, and we're going to definitely be following it along here. Hans, I want to thank you for coming on with us. And as we get closer here, always interested in those things that you're picking up on. As I mentioned earlier, your book, Our Broken Elections, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote, is definitely something people can read up on, how things changed dramatically in 2020. That's my last question for you. With COVID and how things went in 2020, were there measures that were put in place just because we were in a pandemic at that moment that are not in place any longer in this 2024 presidential election?
Yeah, many of the states that started mailing, for example, Georgia is a good example. In Georgia, the Secretary of State on his own mailed an absentee ballot request form to everybody in the state. That's not happening this year. Unfortunately, some states have left those provisions in place, Nevada being a terrible example of that. Nevada, because of COVID supposedly, actually mailed a ballot to every registered voter in the state based on an emergency measure. They've now made that permanent, and they have one of the most inaccurate voter rolls in the country.
It's just outrageous. I mean, if you were trying to make sure 100% that the election was secure, that you didn't create a breeding ground for fraud, it seems like you would do the opposite of what Nevada has done at this point.
That is exactly right.
Yeah.
you've pegged it right? Exactly correctly.
Well, we appreciate you, Hans. Thanks for being with us, and we look forward to more updates as we get closer to the election.
Sure thing. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Our Broken Elections, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote. Check out his book. He's got a wealth of knowledge about how things were and how they are now. And always great to speak with him. We're going to take a quick break. Wiggins America, we come back in. I have not had a chance to look at what he's going to talk about, so I will find out as soon as you do. And I would say unfettered Wiggins is probably your favorite Wiggins, so you're going to want to stick around for Wiggins America when we come back. Who's going to win the presidential election? Big question, broad question, and it's our question to you on the YouTube channel. Annie Fry YouTube, go vote in today's live chat poll. Wiggins America next.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.